أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. كذبت قوم لوط المرسلين إذ قال لهم أخوهم لوط ألا تتقون. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the miracle that Allah had allowed the people of Salih alayhi salam, the community of Salih alayhi salam known as Thamud, the miracle that they were made to witness in the form of a pregnant she-camel that emerged from a mountain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how those wicked people eventually killed that animal and that led to their destruction. Moving on to another great Nabi who lived in the era of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and who in fact was a relative of Ibrahim alayhi salam, is the Nabi Lut alayhi salam, a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who was sent to the community of Sodom. And we are quite familiar with the incident of Lut alayhi salam, and he also came to his people conveying the same message, the same introduction that every other Nabi had conveyed to the people before he had actually criticized them for the evil that they were involved in. كَذَّبَتْ قَوْمُ لُوطٍ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the people of Sodom, and that was the nation of Lut alayhi salam, they belied the messengers, those who were sent to them. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ لُوطٍ, their brother Lut alayhi salam said to them, أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ, will you not fear Allah? إِنِّي لَكُمْ رَسُولٌ أَمِينٌ, indeed I am an honest, trustworthy messenger sent to you by Allah. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونِ, hear Allah and obey me. وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ, I am not asking you for any reward upon this that I have come to convey to you. إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, my reward lies with Allah alone, who is the Lord of all the world. After the introduction, he then speaks to them of the sin that they were involved in. And we know that they were involved in different types of sin. The people of Lut alayhi salam, they are quite a few, a number of crimes and offenses that they had committed. But the main sin and the main evil that became rife within the community was that of homosexuality. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elsewhere in the Quran explained that they were the first community on earth to practice homosexuality. And there was no community before them that had engaged in this evil act of sodomy, but the people of Lut alayhi salam were the first to introduce it to the world. And we know this is thousands of years ago, because Ibrahim alayhi salam and that era was way before the era and the time of Yusuf alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Sulaiman, Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. All those anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they came from the progeny of Lut alayhi salam. So this evil act that became so rife within the community, and this community of homosexuals, did exist thousands of years ago. And Lut alayhi salam, he addressed them and he said to them, أَتَأْتُونَ الْقُرْآنَ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ, are you going to the men, to the male, in order to fulfill your sexual needs? Out of all from the universe, have you chosen to go to male? وَتَذَرُونَ مَا خَلَقَ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ, and you leave aside the what Allah has created for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for you your spouses, مِنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ, Allah has created for you your wives. Do you leave them aside and you choose to go to the male? بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ عَادُونَ, Lut alayhi salam said to them, you are a community who have exceeded all limits and you have exceeded all boundaries. Now again, this was, as we said, when a sin becomes a norm in the community and there are many who are performing it and there are many who are engaged in it, then it is absolutely difficult to address that sin and to address that crime. And that was the situation over here. In Lut alayhi salam, this act of homosexuality became a norm within the community. It was rife within the community. Even his wife was a passive supporter. She was not engaged in that act, but she was a passive supporter. And it's dangerous to be a passive supporter. And today also we find that there are certain people within the Muslim community who feel that homosexual should be accepted and homosexuality should be treated as a natural right that other human beings may have. Wal'iyadh billah, Allah forbid. And Lut alayhi salam, he said to them that you are people who have gone against and you have completely exceeded all the limits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in play. Now, the impermissibility of homosexuality is generally based on these ayat of the incident of Lut alayhi salam and many such ayat elsewhere in the Quran. And there is one ayah that forbid every type of unnatural sexual activity. And what is that ayah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَمَنِ ابْتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ. Allah says, speaking about the obedient servants of Allah, Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. One of the attributes and qualities about the obedient servants of Allah, the true servants of Allah, are they guard the private organs. لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ. Except when it comes to their wives. When it comes to their wives, then they are allowed. They are allowed to engage in sexual activity. إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ. Or the slave girls that they own. فَأُولَٰئِكَ. Allah says, إِلَّا أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ. فَأُولَٰئِكَ. إِلَّا مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ. فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ. Allah says, there they are not criticized for doing it. If you are doing it with your wife, if you are doing it so long as also with the wife, it is not impermissible sexual activity. But with your wife, then Allah says, the slave girl that you own, غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ, you are not blamed over there. فَمَنِ ابْتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ. But Allah says, anything, any other sexual activity, outside of that, outside of nikah, whether it is lesbianism, whether it is one woman attracted to another woman, whether the attraction is psychological, whether it is emotional, whether it is physical, Allah, it is beyond nikah. Allah says that's not allowed. Whether it is a male being attracted to another male, that even masturbation, ulama explained that the impermissibility of masturbation is found in the Quran, in this ayah, وَالَّذِينَ those who go, Allah says, فَمَنِ ابْتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ. If you seek for any other avenue to satisfy your sexual desire, فَمَنِ ابْتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ. Allah says, they are adun. What does adun mean? They have exceeded the limit and have fallen into haram. That is exactly the same phrase or the same term Ruth alayhi salam said to his people when it came to them engaging in this act of homosexuality. He says, بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ عَدُونَ. You are people who are adun. Adun, ulama explained, is when you go beyond halal and you fall into haram. Now again, this is a very hot topic at the moment. The topic, and we spoke about previously, LGBT, the LGBT community. And one of the arguments that they have is that it's a natural inclination. How can I be held responsible for a natural inclination that I have? God has naturally created me with this feeling of being attracted to the same gender, or to be attracted to both genders. I'm a bisexual, or I am a transgender person. I was born with a certain identity, but I choose my own sexual orientation. I might have been born as a male, but I would like to be a female. So one of the arguments, and perhaps the most common argument is that it's natural. What do I do? I'm born with that natural feeling. Now, when we look at this argument of theirs from a scientific point of view, we are not scientists, but from a scientific point of view also, there are research papers and there are studies that prove that this is incorrect. Why? Because there's a concept which is called nature versus nurture. Nature. One is nature, something that's natural, and one is nurture. What does nurture mean? Nurture means your behavior has been influenced by circumstances. Your behavior influence, it's not natural. The behavior that you have developed, whatever behavior it is that you have, that behavior that you have developed is not a natural behavior. It was influenced by circumstances. You grew up in a certain home where there were influences that influenced your behavior. You grew up and you went to a certain institute, to a certain school, and you were exposed to certain type of material that influenced your behavior. So that is what we call nurture, meaning circumstances, influences are the things that have influenced your behavior. So recently you find that there's a scientific study on this, that if you look at between nature and nurture, it is nurture that influences the behavior of individuals and people. So that's from a scientific point of view. But we don't rely on the scientific version, because very often we find that it could be inconclusive. Yes, where any scientific research confirms with what the Quran is saying and what Sunnah is saying, we accept it. By all means, we accept it. But where you have a contradiction between a scientific research, a scientific conclusion, and that of Wahi, you will reject the scientific conclusion and you will wholeheartedly accept what is in the Quran. Now let us study this just briefly. What does the Quran say about the behavior of these type of people, the people who belong to the LGBT community? When Lut alayhi salam addressed his people, he said to them, Innakum latatuna rijala shahwatan. Also in the Quran, he said, you are approaching male, and you are fulfilling your sexual desires with male. And he gives them the reason, the cause. What is the cause? He says, shahwatan. Now, shahwatan. Allah did not say shahwatun. Allah did not say shahwatin. Notice it's shahwatan. We refer to this in Arabic as halatul nasbi, the accusative state. Why is it in the accusative state? Why is it in halatul nasbi? Why is it double zabr or double fatha? Shahwatan, not shahwatun, not shahwatin. In Arabic, the context in which this word has appeared, it is to provide the cause behind the act. And what Allah is saying is the cause. What is the reason? Why are you attracted to other males? Not, Allah does not say taba'an, because it's a natural thing that you have. Allah says shahwatan, shahwatan. It's because of shahwa that you have within you. It's your shahwa. You're not acting upon a natural feeling. You have developed shahwa within you. That shahwa is so powerful that you have considered it to be something natural. Now just on shahwa, what is shahwa? Shahwa could be translated as desire. Shahwa could be translated as passion. Shahwa could be translated as lust. Now, ulama explained that Allah created angels, He created within them aql, intellect, no shahwa. Intellect, no shahwa. They have no passion, they have no lust, they have no desire. They only have intellect. Animals, on the other hand, Allah created within them shahwa, but Allah did not create within them intellect. Human beings, Allah has created within them two elements, the element of shahwa, passion and desire, and Allah has created within them intellect. And the ulama explained that when you allow your aql, your intellect, to gain ascendancy and overpower your shahwa, your passion and your lust, you become better than the angels. You become better than the angels, right? But when you allow shahwa to overtake and to gain ascendancy over the aql, over the intellect, then what happens? You become worse than the animals. Now, what happens is there are things that trigger the shahwa, that trigger lust. For example, eating haram. Eating haram, consuming haram is one of the main things that triggers shahwa, that activates shahwa, that activates lust and passion. And pornography, watching pornography, being exposed to pornography. And there are other triggers of shahwa, things that trigger the shahwa, listening to music and so on and so forth. They trigger shahwa. What happens is when you keep on feeding yourself haram and you are exposed to pornography and you are listening to music, that is how shahwa, passion, lust and desire gains ascendancy over the aql. Now when it gains ascendancy over the aql, and that shahwa has now taken over, and you are attracted to another man because of the shahwa, or a woman is attracted to another woman because of the shahwa, because the shahwa has taken control over the aql, it becomes like a natural thing. So that's why now people feel, I'm naturally inclined towards a man. It's not their natural feeling. You have allowed your shahwa, your passion and your desire to gain ascendancy over the aql, over the intellect. Now imagine if shahwa took over aql, they say that you become worse than an animal. When an animal does what it does, it's doing it out of shahwa. Is that natural or unnatural? It's natural for the animal, because it only has shahwa within it. So when your shahwa takes control over your aql, and now you are doing it, you are feeling what? It's natural. But it's not natural. It's not a natural feeling. You have allowed shahwa and passion to gain control over aql and ascendancy. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, كُلُّ مَوْلُودٍ يُولَدُ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ. In fact, Allah says in the Quran, فِطْرَةُ Allah. Allah has created people in a state of fitrah. What is fitrah? Fitrah is an uninfluenced state with an inclination towards good. Allah has created you in an uninfluenced state. But now, there are influences. The first influences in your life are your parents. So your parents now, they bring you up in a certain way. Your parents have exposed you to certain material. Your parents have sent you to a school where LGBT is something that is promoted. Your parents have allowed you the freedom to watch what you have watched, to go where you wanted to go. So they were the first influences. And what they have done to you and how they have brought you up has much to do with the type of attractions and behavior that you have within yourself. Then there are other influences in your life, the company you keep, the school you go to, the friends that you have. These are all influences, and these are things that influence an individual behavior. So there's much that can be said on this topic. As I said, it is something that is becoming prevalent, and here right now Muslims are becoming desensitized to that. If you look at, for example, Netflix, Netflix is everywhere. Netflix is in people's homes. Netflix is on people's mobile devices. I've learned recently that it is hard to find a program on Netflix without a homosexual couple in the program. People have become desensitized to it. It is something that you must accept. It is something that has become acceptable. And that is what Lut alayhi salam came to deal with. The crime, the act, the offense that became a norm in society and something that people felt that does not need to be addressed. That does not need to be addressed. We are living in the 21st century. Allow people to behave the way they behave. Allow people to say what they wish to say. Allow people to have attractions, whichever attractions they wish to have. Allow them to have those attractions. So Lut alayhi salam said to them, أَتَأْتُونَ الْقُرْآنَ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. Are you going to males to fulfill your sexual needs? From out of all the things that Allah has created in the universe, you choose male, وَتَذَرُونَ مَا خَلَقَ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ. And you are leaving aside the wine. Naturally, Allah has created wives for you for the fulfillment of your sexual desires. بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ عَدُونَ. You are a people who have exceeded all limits and have fallen into forbidden things. May Allah grant us to understand.